Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by H&R Block.
And I'm Anna Palmer. A quick programming note, we will not be producing an audio briefing Thursday or Friday this week, but as always, we will be publishing the Playbook newsletter. On to the news. Late yesterday, Ohio Democrat Marcia Fudge, who had toyed with a run for Speaker, endorsed Nancy Pelosi. The move comes as some of the rebels thought they were getting Fudge closer to running in recent days. Still, Pelosi has a math problem in that more than a half dozen Democrats have said they don't want to vote for her. But Pelosi is continuing to rack up support and dole out largesse. The floor vote for Speaker is 43 days away.
Heather Cagle and John Bresnahan point out that Fudge's endorsement came at the same time Pelosi's office released a statement naming her chairwoman of the House subcommittee overseeing elections in the next Congress. CNN's Manu Raju is reporting that lawmakers are appearing to get worn down. Gil Cisneros, who was recently elected in California, distanced himself from Pelosi on the trail and called for new leadership. He told CNN he is focusing on talking to his constituents, saying, "I still believe it's time for new leadership. It's time to hear new voices." He also says he hasn't made a decision on how he'll vote on the floor. Barack Obama gave Pelosi a strong backing on CNN's Axe Files.
Pelosi also sent a Dear Colleague letter late last night recommending the caucus create a new position, chair of the Democratic Policy and Communications Committee. This is in addition to the three co-chairs, which were recently filled by Representatives Sherry Bustos of Illinois, David Cicilline of Rhode Island, and Hakeem Jeffries of New York. The move is a nod to the agitation among her caucus members of the need to provide more lawmakers with leadership slots. It's unclear if this will be enough to help her secure her speaker bid. We've got a new Politico Morning Consult poll out this morning. Steve Shepard reports that by a 2-to-1 margin, Democratic voters want Nancy Pelosi to be House Speaker. He also writes that far more Democratic voters, 48%, want Pelosi to be Speaker next year than say she shouldn't be Speaker at only 22%, a result that's in line with a handful of other polls conducted in the wake of a historic Democratic victory in midterm elections.
Burgess Everett is up with a piece on Bob Corker and Bob Menendez writing a letter to Trump demanding a definitive determination from the president about whether Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The president tweeted last night he is considering attending the White House Correspondents' Dinner this year after skipping it the last 2 years. The president has no public event scheduled today. He is in Florida at Mar-a-Lago.
And there are big changes happening downtown. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce sent an email yesterday formally announcing its year-round business casual dress code. And in Mississippi, James Arkin is reporting that Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith apologized to anyone offended by her public hanging remark at the only public debate before the Senate runoff election. She also accused Democrats of distorting her comment for political gain.
Darren Samuelson is reporting that Bob Mueller got some answers from the president, but he's not done with the investigation. Mueller still wants to question him over his actions while in the White House, which could set off an explosive back and forth with Trump's attorneys. Mike Schmidt and Maggie Haberman scoop that the president wanted to prosecute James Comey and Hillary Clinton. Subscribe to Playbook at Politico.com/playbook.